Hi there and welcome to the Shoe Rander Drawing Channel. And today I thought I'd show you how to draw lots of different emotions with a really, really simple cartoon style. But let's not talk about it. Let's do it! When you're thinking about emotions and characters, your basic face is going to be just a blob with ears on the side. You know that saying, the eyes are the windows of the soul? Well, it's really quite true when it comes to doing caricatures. So, I mean, a really ordinary, cartoony kind of character. The easiest thing is to have these ping pong ball eyes. And I do the eyeballs as a kind of a fat letter C. So, and that little chip out of it makes it kind of come alive. And then you've got eyebrows. So this is kind of an ordinary character. You'll just have ordinary eyebrows and a little ordinary nose and just an ordinary smile. And that's just a pretty happy-go-lucky kind of person. But what about some different emotions? Let's see what we can do. Well, I've set this up as a series of emotions. I just found a list on the internet. I typed in list of emotions. It was somebody asking help for an art project, so I'll just do that. So let's see what we have. Sad. I'm going to put two eyes. I'm going to put them slightly at an angle like that and then put a curve across there for the eyelids and put the eyes looking downwards and then just a little sad face. And next we have happy. Well, I'm going to close the eyes and just make it look happy. That's quite simple, like that. Put some ears in. Angry. I'm going to go. I'm going to put these eyes right there. Scrunch the whole face up like that. Like that. And that's angry. Frustrated. That's kind of it's kind of thoughtful as well, isn't it? So. I'm going to put an eyebrow kind of like that, and it's a kind of a thinking up like that, and you're kind of twisting your face while you're frustrated and thinking like, yes, that's okay, good, ears, put those. upset, oh dear, I think upset is kind of all in the eyebrows really, and eyes will be right in the middle. And we'll have a kind of an upset kind of face, little mouth there. Smitten. Well, you just don't know. Yeah. I think your eyes will kind of move quite close together. Almost kind of cross-eyed. And the eyebrows will go something like that. And then it's probably... it's kind of inane smile. Being smitten like that. Not quite sure about that. What about in love? And I think your eyes get really big when you're in love. And funny little eyebrows. And you're just going to have this huge, big, stupid smile. Kind of like that. Shy. Shy, I think you're going to want to tilt the head a little bit. And again, that's going to be quite in the eyebrows. And kind of like that. Maybe. excitement. And we want to have the eyes quite long and kind of wide open so stretch them that way. And again, you want these kind of big eyebrows, and you're going to want a big, excited mouth, and maybe see the tongue there as well, like that. Oh, I'm forgetting to put ears in. There we go. Do I need ears? I'm not sure. Excitement. What have we got? Suspense. I think you can have like an ooh kind of a look there from that one. And intense. That's going to be kind of furrowing up your eyebrows with that. So it's, from this point, it's going to look angry.
But I think you kind of bring it, change it with the mouth. If you had a really angry mouth, that would change it. It's like, I think it's like lettering. So, you know, in French, you'd have an E and with an accent on it, so it becomes either E or E or E. You might do one thing with the eyes, an expression with the eyes, but change it with the mouth. And, you know, so the different parts of the mouth are kind of accent the expression in the other part of the face. Does that make sense? Hopeful. We make them a little further apart like that and just kind of raised eyebrows, kind of hopeful, just kind of waiting, maybe, just kind of hopeful, maybe like that. Yes, I think so. Tired. Oh my goodness, you're going to work kind of long eyes like that and cross them like that. And the nose and the mouth's going to be all... And I think you can droop the ears down as well, probably. Just make everything droop down with tiredness. Embarrassed. Let's try something like... Again, I think we need eyebrows like that. And I think embarrassed, you're just trying to smile your way through it, aren't you, really? And you're going to have red cheeks as well. Worried. I think we go like that. And then you're going to have maybe a little furrowing of the forehead there. And the nose. And then I think it's kind of in the mouth there. Like that. Fearful. Fearful. You're going to be looking kind of sideways for something that's behind you. And eyebrows again will go like that. And a little kind of worried mouth. Depressed. Oh my goodness, you've got to, like tired, you've got to drag everything down. But I think what you'll do here with the eyes and make them long like that one. But instead of going like that, I think we'll droop the eyelids there. And try and make the nose a bit longer maybe. And then a real kind of depressed. Maybe droop the ears down as well there. And ecstatic! That's a bit more fun. Kind of like the happy, but I think we need some extra kind of lines there because it's really scrunched in eyes and maybe like a little line underneath them. And eyebrows. And a nose. And a huge smile. Like that. And you'll see the tongue in there as well. And mad. What should we do for mad? That's good. I'm going to be kind of wild-eyed, like that. And your nose will be there. And probably broken up teeth. Slightly cheating. Mad. So there we go. You can see that by changing all those different sort of eyes and things, they're all basically the same, but it's just changing angles, changing mouths. And I suppose when you're doing all these expressions, it's learning all these different kind of mouths. So, you know, you can maybe get a friend to sit in front of you and say, do this expression, and then look at what their mouth does, and then you accentuate it and make it bigger. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And if you did, go and see my mad video drawing 40 expressions, or just try the mystery drawing. Either way, make sure you're subscribed. Keep coming back for more drawing lessons and advice on the Sue Rayner Drawing Channel. In the meantime, keep drawing. Practice. And I'll see you next time. You take care now. Bye-bye.